Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
All right, PB, recently at a staff thing,
yeah,
you talked to us about vision, about imparting it, about seeing it through. I loved it. I think I said I wasn't trying to kiss up, but it was my favorite my favorite thing I've heard you teach on. Talk to us about kind of making a vision a reality.
Yeah. Well, there's something that happens when you introduce a new thought, a vision, an idea that isn't what typically you're looking for as a leader. I think what we're looking for when we drop a new idea or share a vision is applause.
You know? Right, yeah.
Maybe some tears.
A parade. And,
yeah,
in your honor.
Big
sure.
Celebrate. Maybe fireworks. Fireworks would be good.
Oh, my goodness. Incredible.
Yeah, happy soundtrack. I don't know. But in actuality, often what you get is a raised eyebrow, a skeptical look, questions.
Crickets.
People, crickets, yeah. People that aren't receiving it well or don't appear to be. And what I just shared with the staff, and I think it's an important concept, is that that's normal. What you've been thinking about, what you've been praying about, what you've been planning and preparing, when you drop it for the first time as a thought, it's like planting a seed, and that seed kind of goes in and almost it irritates. It's a new thing there, and it doesn't produce immediately. And people do react to it. And I think it can be disappointing. It can be discouraging. I think sometimes leaders are tempted just to walk away and go, well, that must have been a bad idea, or our church isn't ready for that, or, you know, was I off or whatever, kind of questioning and second guessing. But if you go in prepared, thinking that I'm going to introduce this new idea, this new vision, this new thought, and people aren't sure about it yet. Some will wonder and some may not even like it. But my job is to introduce it, and my job is to come back and to tend to it and nurture it and continue to talk about it. Really, the idea is that it takes months, it takes time to nurture that new vision or idea before something actually comes of it.
Right.
And that's just what, you know, people aren't prepared immediately to dance and celebrate when you introduce a new thought.
I love what you're saying, because I'm not much of a gardener, but if I go in and I planted something and it sprang out of the ground, I think I'd be a little freaked out.
It's that would normal. Be freaky. That's right. Yeah.
It's normal for it to to sit there and it takes time. So what about that process? How what are we supposed to do in the meantime? Because we all want to get there. We all want to get to the point where the seed is taken and we're getting fruit out of that. But what do we do in the meantime?
Yeah, I mean, just in terms of the analogy, you would be watering and weeding and making sure the ground is good. And when it comes to introducing a new thought or new idea, I think the same thing is important. You're talking to your leaders. You're communicating at different levels, not just one time dropping an announcement, but there's information that's in print and we're following up online. And it's just continuing to communicate and express that thought or idea, and to make sure that it has a chance to flourish. And you know, just recently, I wanted to go on a family walk, and Sherry and I had talked about it, basically conspired together. We're going to go for a family walk, and then dropped it on Asha. And her reaction was bad. She did not want to go, and she was about ready to have a fit. And we just made her go anyway. And for the first 10 minutes, she was grumbling and complaining and upset about it. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, because about 10 minutes into the walk, she forgot about that she was unhappy that we were doing this thing.
Yeah.
And started having fun. And for the last 30 to 35 minutes of the walk, she started telling us about lines from her favorite movie, Ramona and Beezus, got lost in it, and literally quoted 35 minutes of the movie. And we got home, and she was cheerful and had a great time. But, I mean, just it struck me as another one of those times where that initial reaction is not positive, but give it time, and it will work. So, you know, it reminds me of the scripture, Galatians 6:9. It says, don't allow yourself to get fatigued in doing good. At the right time, you'll reap a harvest if you don't give up or quit. And I think sometimes as leaders, we give up too quick. You know, we introduce something and it doesn't have the fanfare and reception that we wanted. And so we quickly walk away from it. But what Scripture is telling us is to not grow weary, not get fatigued, not wear out on doing good, but to keep nurturing, keep tending it, and we will reap that harvest.
So, yeah, you're answering the question. There's a sowing time and a harvesting time, and in between,
right,
we're doing those things.
Yeah, it's cultivating. It's nurturing that idea, that thought, that new growth that we're wanting, and eventually it comes.
Love it. So when in doubt, keep cultivating.
Yeah.
Keep watering, nurturing, tending, guarding, protecting, and you'll see that harvest.
Yep. Don't give up. Keep doing the work.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at briandolman.com.